Robot or not?
Robot or not?
John, listener Tom wrote in to robotoftheincomparable.com and said, what is out of pocket? I've always said out of pocket to mean I'm responsible for paying my own expense. Like I'm out of pocket on that drug because my insurance won't cover it. But I work with someone from Boston who said, I'm traveling next week, so I'll be out of pocket, as in not available. Is this some sort of Boston thing? I swear I've heard other people say it this way too. John, maybe you know, unless you're out of pocket.
Yeah, this is one of those phrases that has been gathering new meanings. Paying for something out of pocket is, I think, the oldest one that I'm aware of, which is that you have to pay for it yourself. It's not covered by, you know, your company or your insurance or whatever. What is my out-of-pocket expense, things that I have to pay? It's the same phrase, but that is totally separate from the other meanings. One of the other meanings is you're not available. They want to try to reach you, but you're not available. Yeah. I think there's also a meaning where it's you're behaving very badly or in an irrational, crazy way. You can be out of pocket. There's probably others that I don't know. And it's a little bit of a problem because a lot of these phrases are getting so overloaded that many contexts, multiple definitions are valid and there's no way to distinguish them. See also the current lingo variations of the word cook or cooking or cooked.
Oh, yeah.
And as we've discussed in the past, goat being the person who screwed up a play and lost the game for you, or the greatest of all time. Those are both sports contexts. Now you need some kind of understanding of which one they're talking right about. And one of my least favorites, which is partner, which seems like a perfectly good word until there are contexts where it could be business partner or romantic partner, and either one works and you don't know which it is. That's kind of a failure of language. We're overloading too many meanings onto words in contexts where they might conflict with each other, and we need something to distinguish them. And I think out of pocket has fallen victim to that.
Yeah, my dictionary does not even list the other term. I did find an online dictionary that says out of pocket to mean not available is sort of an older term that has fallen out of fashion. I had a boss who used it. One of my bosses is the only person I've ever known who would regularly use the phrase out of pocket. I think it's funny, right? I get the metaphor, which is normally you are in a pocket. You're in
you're in
place,
the pocket, yeah.
You're where you belong. But sometimes you're out of pocket. And I always took it when my old boss would say, I'll be out of pocket. I always took that metaphorically to mean, oh, he's out there. He's roaming around. We don't know where he is. He could be anywhere.
Your keys aren't in your pocket, but they could be anywhere else.
Yeah, that's right. They're out of pocket. They're just wherever. They're roaming. They're out there. But I never hear anybody talk about this. I would love to know the origin of this and if it's regionalized or if it's in particular generations. There's also some other out of pockets that are more modern that are used with modifiers to suggest something is like out of bounds. But, you know, in terms of Tom's point, I think, yeah, there are people who say this, but I don't think it's super common as far as I can tell.
Robot or not.